by the regular part, the Kohen Gadol brings the whole year if it does a chet. It has to be cut up. You don't burn the whole thing in one piece. You have to cut up the pieces first. And below they have shit. Then you do not skin it first, but you cut it up with its skin. Is Afkan who wasn't here by Yom Kippur? Ayudeni tuach. Below they have shit. It has to be cut up into pieces. True, you don't burn those things at one time, but it has to be with its skin. You don't skin it. For the Gemara b'Hosim inolam, how do you know over there by the par the Kohen Gadol brings the whole year if it does a chet? How do you know that par is not skinned first? The Tanya will learn like this: Vekir boy upir shoy v'hoitzi. That's the post says. The kibbutz was inside the pishra, the kishke, voitzi, then take it out. Malamid, shemoitzi, and shalom. You take it out, shalom. In other words, you don't cut it up first, you take out no animal the way it is. Yochu yosefendel shalom, maybe hu adin b'shash, you actually burn it. As even if you take it outside Yishlayim, you put it down outside, when you're going to burn it, maybe you burn the whole thing whole, shalom. No, nema kind of says over here, roisha yukrov. It says here by this power of the Kohen Gadol, roisha yukrov. It said on its feet. V'nem alahal, it says by a posik, by a korban oilo. It says, Roish Shoyukrom. Is malahal, and just like by korban oilo, ayudeni tuach, you don't burn the meat of the korban oilo, the whole piece of meat together, but rather first you have to chop it up into pieces. Is afkan, ayudeni tuach. Who are then here, when you burn this power of the Kohen Gadol, also first you have to chop it up into pieces. For the Gemara, if you're learning it out from a korban oilo, if so, imalahal and ayudeni hefshit. Just like by Korban Eilah, the lacha by Korban Eilah is first you have to skin the Korban Eilah, take off all the skin, and then you first cut it up into pieces. So maybe Afkan Aydeni Tuach, Afkan Aydei Hefshit, maybe here also by the par, a kapar Koyim Mashiach, he does his chet, he has to do it a Hefshit also. Tamaloyman, no, the Pesuk says here, Fekir Boyo Pirshay, that the insides and the kishkas insides, my Talmud, what's the limud? Amri Apopo. Kishem she pirsha bekir boy, just like the pirsha means like the junk inside. So Vadi, you don't take out the junk by itself. It means you have the whole kishkis, the whole insides. And just like the intestines you take out with the insides, is kach besara bi oroi. Who would then when you carry out the basar also was inside its skin. So that the Torah says clearly by the power, Kohen Mashiach, that you have to take it out, even when you cut it up later, it's always with its skin. And we learn out the power of Yom Kippur and the soil of Yom Kippur from the power of the Kohen Gadol the whole year. It's just like by the power of Kohen Mashiach, it's with the skin. And the Pesuk says, this limud of Pirsha B'Kirboi, Kach B'Sara B'Yoyroi, who are then Yom Kippur also, when you cut it up, but it has to be cut up with its skin. Rashi Yekishem, She Pirsha B'Kirboi, Shenema V'yes Or HaPar, V'yes Kol B'Saroi, Is Hikish Hoitsoyes Or U'Bosar Loitsuris Kirboi. The heck, it's the same way you take out the meat and skin, that's the way you take out the kishkis. Oh, pirshay. Ma pirshay bekirboy. Just like the insides, you don't take it out by itself. It's inside the intestines. Is af besaroy biyoroy. Who are then the meat is inside its skin. Oh, se vehoitsi besaroy. Ma hat sasay besaroy biyoroy. As reifakain. That's what we need to take a shvuam. It says, bekirboy pirshay vehoitsi. Oh, and then next part says besaroy. Burn it. So the same way you carry it out, that's the way you burn it. So just like by carrying it out, it's with its skin, who are din b'shas reif also, you don't skin it, you burn it with its skin. Not like a korban oilah. Then the Mishnah says, the person, the kohen that's being oistik and burning the par and the soyer, when does he matam his begodim? Tana rabbonim. The pasuk says, yoytzi el michutz lamachne. You have to take it outside this par and the soyer. You have to take it outside the machne and burn it there. Vesorfoy. Lahalin ato noisin lehem shalosh machnes. Vekan ato noisin lehem machnachas. What's the pshat? Here the post it says, Yoitzi al mechus la machne. Machne just carry it outside one machne, that's all. In other places we know you have to carry it out three machnes. It's not enough just to take it outside the Yazorah, outside Machne Shechina. You have to take it outside the Machne Levi also, and even outside Machne Yisrael, outside Yerushalayim. So what's Pshat the Pasuk here that says, Yoitzi al-Mechus la-Machne, Mashma, just take it outside one Machne? Im Kain, Lomon, V'kan atonos la-Machne achas, Im Kain, Lomon ne'ma Mechus la-Machne, what does the Pasuk say here, Mechus la-Machne, which is Mashma only one Machne? Loim lo to teach us, that Kiva and Shiyotza Chus la-Machne, as soon as you carry out the par and the soyer outside one machne, as soon as you take it outside the Azara, outside of machne shchina, right away, mitamim begodim. right away your begotten become tamei. True, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is to carry it out even outside Yerushalayim. You have to carry it and burn it outside Gimel Machnos. But the pasuk says you take it outside one machna. Teach us that after one machna there is a special halacha, and that is that your begotten become tamei. Rashi says, all right. How do we know it over there, Gufa? So the Tanya will look like this. The Pasuk says, well, Hoitzi es kol ha-par chutz l'sholosh machnes. You have to carry out the power. This is a power of a chatas apnim, that the mitzvah is to burn it outside Gimel Machnos. Suppose it just says, V'hoitzi es kol ha-par chutz. It doesn't say chutz l'sholosh machnes. Is that toim a chutz l'sholosh machnes? You're telling me what it says there, chutz means outside all Gimel Machnos. Or yeinu el chutz l'machnachnos, machna achas. Maybe the Torah there also means by a par that's nisrofim, the chatas apnim, which is nisrofim, maybe you have to burn it just outside the Azara. Kishuwai meba par eidah. When it says by the power of the whole Klai Yisrael does the chet together, that they have to bring the special chatis. There it says, al michus lamachne. It says an extra time there, al michus lamachne. Shein talmud loim, because really the apostle didn't have to say it. Shirei kva nem, because the apostle already said, v'sarach oisoi kashir sarach es pararishon. You have to burn this power, the power of the Eidah, when the whole Klai Yisrael does the chet together, b'shoigeng, their power is the same din of the power before, of the power Koy Mashiach. And we know over there you have to burn it outside the machne. So what did the pasuk have to say a second time by the parado al mechus l'machne? Or ma tam loy al mechus l'machne? Liter l'machne shniya. To tell us not only out of one machne, out of machne shchina, but who was in out of machne levi also. So far we only know you have to carry it out of two machnes. Or gishuay mechus l'machne b'deshen by the parsha of taking out the deshen, taking out the ashes of mizbeach. The pasuk also says take it outside chutz l'machne. Now that's an extra word there, chutz l'machne. Shein talmud loyim, we don't need it. Shirei kva nem, because the pasuk already said, el shefach adeshin. The pasuk says, you know where you burn these parim that are chatis, that you have to burn outside, burn at the same place where you burn, where you throw the shefach adeshin. So since we already know that these two parim have to be burned outside at least two machnois, so I know also that where do you take the deshin? Where do you take the ashes off the mizbeach? When you have to take it outside, not the trumas adeshin, but when they used to clean off the deshin, off the mizbeach, you have to throw with chutz l'machne. So I know already it has to be outside the machne, because the pasuk says, where do I burn the power of the tzibur didichet? The same place where I throw the deshin. And I know already this power has to be outside the machne. So I know already the deshin also has to be outside the machne. So why does the Torah say like a third time by the shefach adeshin chutz l'machne? It means to teach us tein loy machne shlishis. To teach us that all these halachis have three machnas to be taken out of. The deshin has to be taken out of all three machnas, and the par of helab dover from the tzibur and the par of the kohen mashiach all have to be burned outside gimel machnas. That's why I know that you said here three machnas. The Rashi says, "Michutz l'machne v'deshin, poitzoyes deshin amizbeach, loitzias the deshin al michutz l'machne." The Pasuk says, "Take out the deshin when you clean out the ashes out of the mizbeach. Take it outside the machne." Now, shein tam loyim, it's an extra pasuk. Eini malamed klum. The anoyadana, I know this already. The al michutz l'machne loitzias noisoid. The chsir b'parmanas rafin, because the Pasuk says, when you burn these chatoyes that are brought in the pnim, and now you have to burn them outside. Where do you burn them? El shefach adeshin. It says you have to burn them the same place where you throw the deshin. And it says already by these porim you have to burn them outside the machne. So may I know that where you have to throw the deshin? Outside the machne also. So why does the Torah say a second time, or like a third time, by the deshin, take it outside chutz the machne? It's come to teach us that where do you have to burn even the par? Chutz the gimel machnes. So that's how I know these Purim and Esrofin are burnt outside all Gimel Machnes. Good. Masad now, Reb Shimon, Hai Michutz L'Machne Mayovid Lei. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says what? Reb Shimon says, V'Mashaleach Esrei L'Azazil, Yechabis Begodim. Reb Shimon says, you're not metama until you throw it off the cliff. That's when it first becomes tummy. So according to Reb Shimon, it's Shver. Since we know you have to take it outside, burn it outside, all Gimel Machnos, So what does Rishim do with the Pasuk on Mechus Tamachne? Like, what do I need on Mechus Tamachne for? I mean, not the tzoy. Some disperm here. If Shimon the Mishnah says he's not metamez begodim until he takes it outside the Gimel Machnois and starts to burn it. So according to Rabbi Shimon, and not only starts burning it, but up until the fire catches on to robe of the animal. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not tamei until your mamish go about all three machnas. So why does the pasuk say an extra time al mechus lamachne, which is mashm yoni? You have to go outside one machna. It's not true. You have to go out of all three machnas. So this time, according to the Tanakhama, we said it's come to teach us that as soon as you leave one machne, you're metami yibegodim. You have that one halacha. But according to Rav Shimon and the Mishnah, no. You're not metami yibegodim, but to mamash you start burning it, berubai. And that's after the gimel machnois. So why does the pasuk say, mechus lamachne, my yavad lay? And the Gemara, mi boye lay likatanya. I need this like we learned. We have Lazar Weiner. Ne'amakan chus lamachne. It says here by this perm that's burnt on Yom Kippur, take it outside chus lamachne. Ve'ne'amalahalon chus lamachne. It says another place, chus lamachne. The paradumer, Rashi says. It says by paradumer also, take it outside chus lamachne. Ma'akan, just like over here by Yom Kippur, this par and soya, where do we burn it? Chus l'shalosh machneis. Because these are called Purim and Esrofim, these are called the Chatas HaPnim, which we know the loch is from the other psukim of the Par Helam Dover, from the Par Koy Mashiach, that you have to burn a Chusla Gimel Machnois. So what then, this Par and Sorin Yom Kippur also, you have to first burn outside the Gimel Machnois. So it comes to teach us, is Af Lahalon Chusla Gimel Machnois. Who are then, by the Pasuk says, by the paraduma to take it outside the machne, you know we have to take it outside, outside all gimel machnes. In other words, harazesim is sitting outside Yerushalayim, even though it's pretty nearby, but it's outside the chaim of Yerushalayim. So you have to take the paraduma outside the azara, outside the harabayis, and then outside the chaim of Yerushalayim, you go up to haramishka, harazesim. That's where you make the shkita of the paraduma. How do we know that? We learn it out. That's this Gzeres Shava. It says, an extra time here by Yom Kippur, Voitzi al Mechus Tamachna, and it says by Paraduma, Chus Tamachna, teach us this, that it means Chus Tagimu Machlis. And weiter, and Omar Lahalan, just like over there by the Paraduma, Bim Mizrochas of Yishlayim, which way did you go outside Yishlayim, Chus Yishlayim, you went east? Is Afkan Bim Mizrochas of Yishlayim. Who then, when you burn the pyre in the soil of Yom Kippur, you have to go outside Chus Gimel Machnois, Mizruch side of Yerushalayim. That's why you have to go. So Rashi says, Ne'makan b'par Yom Kippurim, v'ne'malahalim b'par Aduma, v'oitzi oiso al mechus l'machne, ma'kan b'par manasrofim, Chus Gimel Machnois, is av shchitas par Aduma. The same thing, when you go to Shech, the par Aduma, you should know it has to be Chus Gimel Machnois. You're not allowed to shecht it inside Yerushalayim. You have to shecht it outside Yerushalayim. Umal halam paraduma the mizrocha shal Yerushalayim. You have to take it outside to the east side of Yerushalayim. The chsiv by al noichach pnei oyamoyed al mo'ayme b'mizrach. You have to be standing on the east side. Upon of lamarav. When you're up on the Har Mishka, the Har Zaisim, you're looking down towards the west that you can see straight through keneged pischa shel Heichel. Up there from the mountain of Har HaZeisim, you're able to see straight through the Beis HaMikdash, straight through the Pesach opening of the Heichel. Shu b'koisim ha-Ravi, or Pesach le-Mizrach, is Afkan the same thing. When you want to really have to burn the Purim and the Srofin of Yom Kippur, you have to burn on the east side of Yerushalayim. For Rabbanan, for the Gemara Heichi Sarflu, the Rabbanan don't use this of Chusta Machna for the Gzer Rishava. They use Chusta Machna to teach us that when you take the par outside the Azara, you become Tomei right away. So how do they know which side you have to go, Chusta Gimel Machnois, which side of Yerushalayim? For Rabbanan Heichi Sarflay, like which way outside Yerushalayim do you have to go? Kiratanya. Heichen Nisrofim, where do you burn the par and the Sar of Yom Kippur? For Rabbanan Shittur is the Tzvayna. Not like Rav Shimon says, the Mizrach, he does not have this Gzer Rishava to par Aduma. He learns out, no, there's no Gzer Rishava to par Aduma. It's time you burn it on the Tzofin. You have to go out on Yom Kippur towards the north side of Yerushalayim. And outside there, that's where you burn it. Litzvayna. Why Litzvayna, Rashi says? Shekol Maisa Chattas B'Tzofin. Usually any part of a Chattas, which is a Kodesh Kodashim, you have to do B'Tzvayna. So Litzvayna Shal Yerushalayim. V'chus L'Sholos Machnes. And you have to burn it outside Gimel Machnes, that's where you have to burn it. All right, we'll stop here. And last quarter just was a shiloh. Where did they burn this soy with the soy lazozel? Or else, where did they burn the par and the soy of Yom Kippur? Had the loch was these are porim hanesrofim. So had a machloikis. One man the Yom says we burned it before chutz the gimel machnois and be mizrocha shall you shlaim. You go to mizrach side. For rabbanon hechi soy the more it's kash according to rabbanon, where do they burn it? Ketan yehechin esrofim. Where do they burn this porim hanesrofim?